Good afternoon, everybody. It's 4:30 on Wednesday, July 1st, 2020, and you're tuned to 91.9 FM WITT, the home of unpredictable music and the Indies Trusted Servant Show. And since it's 4:30 on Wednesday, you're tuned to the Indies Trusted Servant Show with yours truly, Danny O'Malley, Indies Trusted Servant. What is Indies Trusted Servant? Well, I do customer service training and or keynote speaking, and it's all about the culture of the organization. I learned that at the knee of my father, the late Joe O'Malley, from about the age of 9 years old on. So if you're interested in learning more about that, why, feel free to give me a call at 317-413-9062. What's the Indies Trusted Servant Show? Well, I like to describe it as lively, local, small biz and community talk where you can feel the pulse of Indy. And today I've got two guests. My main guests, and they're both new friends of mine. My main guest is Sean Kirker, and he's got a company called Voices Live On. And he's brought with him a gentleman named Jim Lair, who's got a digital marketing company called Whistle Media Group. And Jim is a client of Sean's, and he's going to demonstrate how Sean's program has worked for him. So, Sean Kirker of
Voices Live On.
Voices Live On, and Jim Lair of Whistle Media, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. So, Sean, we always start our guest off by asking him or her to tell us a little bit about their background and how they came to do what they're doing now and how long they've been doing it, and then launch into what they're doing.
Okay.
So fire away.
So Northside native, Chatard High School, Ball State, was on the team that helped run Yellow Book for about a decade against AT&T, and also had a side production company that did events, and I've worked with a lot of different nonprofits. And how this began was essentially out of tragedy. I was in a bad car accident up in Castleton and T-boned, and I was in the passenger seat by a Dodge Magnum at about 50
Ooh,
miles an hour.
A Dodge Magnum.
Yeah,
as we were
turning left on Shadeland to go south. And I got out of the wreck without a scratch, and both drivers went to the hospital. And that night I wrote down all the times I had a near death, almost, you know, pass away experience, and I decided to document by recording myself telling the story, and went back and listened to it. I'd never listened to my own voice narrate something I had been through.
Who does?
Common person doesn't.
Yeah.
Psychologically, you get a lot of weight lifted, but the next week, and I ended up recording about 50 some segments that night. But the next week I had the idea.
You didn't have 50 near-death experiences.
No, just life.
Okay.
Things I wanted to document.
But okay.
Had the idea the next week, because my grandmother had a heart attack, to interview her by topics in segments and surprise the family at Christmas.
With grandma's thoughts.
And that happened 4 years in a row. She passed away in 97. I have 95 interviews with her about her life that I can listen to whenever I want.
Oh, wow.
So 2 years ago, decided to launch the company after a few people had passed away, and I saw our bigger vision of being able to align with organizations, align with assisted living groups, with relocation groups, you know, for downsizing, and become a value add for their residents or for their clients or even for employees and their families. So that's kind of taking more of a business approach to it, and the technological approach. We call it the library of life. When we interview somebody by topic or about someone else, so they can say all their favorite memories about them, all those get linked to one central page. And because of COVID coming in, Corona, we've pivoted to do everything over the phone. So we can essentially interview 20 family members about their grandparents, so the grandparents can hear all the favorite memories today, and then also everybody can, you know, essentially have everything linked to one page, so that it's a way for them to access, download, and save the perspectives of everyone in their family, and we can do it nationwide. So that's just
yeah,
a touch on
that's the beauty of the technology, right? So I will tell everybody, the listeners, that Sunday. The 28th was my wife and my 51st wedding anniversary, and Sean interviewed me about my wife, and she loved it. It was better than any card I could have bought her. So that's how that can work. It doesn't have to be a relocation. It can be any time for any kind of event or any kind of person. And I'm looking forward to Sean interviewing me about my two daughters as well, so that I can share that information with them. So we brought along, or Sean has brought along, my other new friend, Jim Lehrer of Whistle Media, a digital marketing company. And why don't you guys explain what Sean did for you so that folks can get a clear picture of it actually on a live client?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, as a digital marketing company, one of the things we like to help companies do is tell their story. And so having been interviewed by Sean myself and having listened to some of the interviews he did for my family, I know how sort of emotional and how professional they're done and so on. And I thought, wow, some of my customers could probably use this as to get their stories out. So one example was recently we built a website, and it's a veteran-owned company, and the founders are both vets, and they wanted to tell their stories. So Sean interviewed them. It was remarkable. We put it up on their website and, you know, pushed it out online, and they were super excited to be able to tell their story and have their customers, you know, listen to their story as well.
So we were able to do this over the phone, and they're in North Carolina.
There you go. So Sean can help people with their clients.
Correct.
Is what you're talking about. That's a whole nother angle on what I did. Mine was very personal and family oriented, but for clients. Okay. So what are some of the great stories that you can share with us from this, aside from Jim's testimonial, I guess you might call it?
All right. So you just mentioned you and your wife had your 51st wedding anniversary. My parents had their 50th wedding anniversary last year. And I wanted to surprise both of them and trick them a little bit. And I said, Mom, why don't we get together, I'll interview you about Dad, and did the same thing with Mom. But then I also went to my dad's priest at Christ the King, Father Todd, interviewed him about them, and then called 35 couples around the United States and got all their 50 years of favorite memories about my parents and linked it all to the one digital page that's theirs. It's private. Took 3.5 hours of me cooking them dinner and listening to every single person from around the country.
You were with them when they got to hear this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right. See, my wife wouldn't let me be with her when she listened.
Yeah, well, it's almost better to be a surprise like that. So that's one example of people being able to hear from everybody's perspective about them. For weddings, for example, interviewing a bride and a groom, and a little 3-year-old flower girl at the end of her interview basically said that she was sad that she wasn't going to be around anymore, the bride, to be able to, because she's married and like basically her life's over. And it was hilarious that this
she's little going away,
was,
but, so to speak.
Yeah, so it really doesn't matter the age. One of my partner clients, I guess you'd call them, they help downsizing seniors into retirement communities. And there was a great, great, great grandma. I was up at Hamilton Trace up in at 116th in Cumberland in Fishers, and 92 years old, 56 people in the family because of her, from the kids and the grandkids and the great-grandkids.
Great-grandkids even, yeah.
So she had 7 children herself. So interviewed her about her life, then interviewed her in individual segments about each child and their family. So each sub-family got their own segment of her talking forever. And a testament to memory recall, I said, let's do a segment about friends and vacations in high school. And she's 92. So to be able to jump all the way back to high school memories and what happened, she goes, well, there's one time we went to Florida and we went to Daytona Beach. And I knew that you can drive your car on the beach. So I said,
"You can, yes.
Did you drive on the beach?" And she goes, well, actually, we're on an old car that had a tumbler seat in the back that the trunk would lift up and you could sit in the trunk. And I can't recall what type of car that was, but and she said, and as we were driving down the beach, all of a sudden this bag started moving under our feet, and her 60-year-old daughter's there listening to this. And there was an alligator taped up in the bag that the guy wanted to put on the beach and let it run around. So I was like, so you're driving down Daytona Beach and you got an alligator under your feet? She's like, oh my gosh, yes. And she was, and for her to recall, she hadn't thought about that in a long
time. Of course, yeah.
So it's a testament to not just walking people through topics, but once they reach a point that they open a new door and you can go in, you're not going to know what's going to come out. And that's the beautiful thing about, you know, people think they know their parents and their grandparents, but families don't usually get into the nitty-gritty details of all these things they've done and be able to kind of be open with someone that's neutral party and to be able to be organized and walking through these questions and topics efficiently to be able to get, you know, an hour of segments, 3 minutes apiece, 5 minutes apiece, 6 minutes apiece, within an hour and a half of conversation and have that forever.
Forever, yeah.
That's, you know, that's why it's called Voices Live On.
Before we take a quick break to thank our host for the studio and talk about next week's show, I just want to say you hear a lot of I've heard commercials on radio and television for people to take all their home movies on VHS and get those all together, okay? And that's great, and that's a great idea. But this is the same thing, only instead of just seeing films of kids swimming or at Disney World, people are talking about other people, and that's the difference. So it's fantastic. You're listening to the Indy's Trusted Servant Show on 91.9 FM. Listen every Wednesday at 4:30 for lively local small biz and community talk where you can feel the pulse of Indy with yours truly, Danny O'Malley, Indy's Trusted Servant. We want to thank the hosts for the studios of 91.9 FM and all that unpredictable music and the Indy's Trusted Servant Show, not to mention Pace's show. And that is My Pet Carnivore, which is a pet food distribution warehouse on Shelby Street in Fountain Square, where Paul and Suzanne and their very busy staff distribute healthy dog and frozen dog and cat food, mainly dog and cat. There's about 10% that go to other pets, to pet owners only, not stores, in 48 states. You can guess the two states they're not in. But I wouldn't put it past them someday. It must be really good stuff. And thank you, Paul and Suzanne and My Pet Carnivore, for allowing us to have our studio in your building. Next week's guest will be a lady named Rita Wall, W-O-L-L, and she has a, speaking of, Sean mentioned relocation and downsizing. Rita has a company called Complete Relocation Solutions, and that's what that has to do with. And at my age, I've got a brother who's going through a relocation right now. So you'll want to listen in, especially if you know anybody who's thinking about moving to another location for whatever reason. Could be a nursing home, could be a downsized home, could be a lot of things. So listen in next week. So now back to Sean with Voices Live On and his guest, I guess you might call him, Jim Lehrer with Whistle Media. Tell us some of the other
situations
yeah. that you go through. You've mentioned several, and you mentioned a couple that you didn't mention when we met live. So,
well, I kind of reeling it all the way back into the whole concept originally and then what the epiphany was. You know, originally it was, let's interview somebody about themselves so their voice can live on, right?
Okay, and you can do that, yeah, obviously.
But what I've realized is more important is for people realizing the impact they've made on the people in their lives today. And a very easy way is for the friends and family. Let's say you have to go to a funeral, right? You might be able to talk to that family for 30 seconds as you're in line and paying them homage to the person that's passed away. Well, yeah. What if they were able to call afterwards and each be walked through multiple questions about how they got to know the person that passed, what they thought about that person, what they loved about the personality, the situations that they've experienced with that person, and then the family can listen to all those individually forever and heal, and everybody else can listen too and heal. And I'll give you a specific.
I wouldn't have thought of funerals,
right? But okay, very good friend of mine who passed away in January on the 20th. He was Butler's head tennis coach a few years ago and took him to the Big East, won it. And 35 years old, in January, he was flying from Miami because he was coaching at University of Oklahoma, the girls team, flying from a turn at Miami up to University of Boulder, Colorado to be interviewed to be head coach
at
the University of
Colorado.
Boulder.
Yeah. Okay.
And as he was standing on the court after he went through the interviews and he's with the administration, has a massive stroke at 35 and falls over. Within 12 hours, he dies. His sister texts me and says, Parker is gone, and I was blown away, and I'd realized I'd interviewed him a year and a half before about his parents, his dad had passed, about his grandmother that had passed.
As part of this company?
When I started
it,
yes. It
sounds like right at the beginning.
And he wanted me to interview him about the people in his life, instead of just about his own accomplishments, to surprise them with it. And that originally made me think outside the box on how important it is for people to feel good today. And I realized at that moment, I got 2.5 hours that they've never heard him talk about the family, and he's gone.
And the family hasn't heard this yet.
But I sent it to them, and they were blown away that I had it. And they had me interview almost 40 people after the memorial over the phone, including Butler faculty that worked with him, Oklahoma University faculty, members from both teams, and friends and family. And the families basically said that by being able to listen to these people tell these elongated scenarios about their son, that they're using it kind of as a daily tool, as a kind of a daily energy to be able to listen to one a day and to be able to do that.
It's a healing thing.
It's
difficult, but it's healing.
It is.
And I know that, you know, I think about my life and I think about people I've known, and gee, it would have been nice if all this would have been available. I think I told you the story about the time I went to the funeral home of sounds a little off the subject, but it's not really. This is probably 20 years ago. This guy was a mid-level Coca-Cola guy that serviced our O'Malley stores, and he had died. And I went to the funeral home, and this is right when they had invented the videos, the slide presentations at the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And the family made me watch the slide presentation. And the last slide on the presentation was this guy that had died with my dad at my dad's 75th birthday party. There was nobody from the grocery industry or Coca-Cola in the slide presentation as they went through Little League and Scouts and the service and marriage and everything. Just one grocery slide at the end, Joe O'Malley and the late Don Lobdell. And man, I left that funeral home feeling pretty good with tears in my eyes.
That's great.
Right? And this is kind of the same thing as that.
I've got two great ones I do want to tell, though. One individual, he's a racing legend from Indianapolis. He built more drive shafts for NASCAR than anybody. He taught Paul Newman how to drive. He's the one that actually built and had the idea for Gasoline Alley, for the road being outside the track for all the teams to have their shops.
Can you mention a name?
Charlie Patterson.
Okay.
Charlie, when
don't
you
know
this,
that name, and I'm a big racing fan.
So Charlie, actually we did a feature. He was featured because they asked us to do it in Seniors Guide magazine. But if you go to voicesofracing.com, that goes to Charlie's interviews. And him talking about the celebrities that he's been involved with on the track from over the years to things that have happened in the racing industry and the evolution of it, it is unbelievable. And he's also introduced me to other racing individuals and interviewing them as well.
He's still around?
Oh, yeah.
He's out
in the Brownsburg, Avon area. Another one, Ronald E. Rosser, double medal of honor, Korea, still living.
Wow.
And presidential advisor since Truman. During the interviews, talking about being on JFK's boat the day before he died, talking about how he used to consult Truman after Korea and with war and everything and da-da-da, and Trump. And he literally said that when he met Trump for the first time, and he's been going to the White House for 60 years, Trump hasn't, but when he met Trump for the first time, that he was in the White House, in the Oval Office, and Trump leaned over and said, because he's in a wheelchair at this point, how does it feel to be with the President of the United States? And he leans over and says, "You're, you know, Mr. President, I've been here since Truman. You're the new one."
Very good. Very good.
But
since Truman, every president.
He's been a presidential advisor. Wow. That's RonaldERosser.com. But it's also at my website, voiceslevon.com. But it's amazing, no matter who the person is.
So if I wanted to listen to your interview with Ronald E. Rosser, can I do it?
Yeah.
By going to Voices Levon?
Yeah, you would go.
No kidding.
Yeah, we also have usmilitarystories.com that diverts to a section on the site. There's multiple areas, even weddings, like voicesofweddings.com. You'll be able to interview the bride and groom about each other, interview the bridal party about the bride and groom, the family and the friends, all linked to one central page. Everybody has their own private page. It's the Library of Life. We just link all the segments to it. A lot of people prefer audio because they could just talk and we can get it done over the phone, but we have done a lot of video. We also were able to interview
them. Can do video if somebody
sure.
wants.
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. Also, the master distiller of Maker's Mark. We were able to interview him and his wife, both in the Bourbon Hall of Fame. She started the Bourbon Trail. He was a master distiller of Maker's Mark for 40 years, and he said he literally grew up next door to the plant and as a child would look up at the building, and he became the master distiller of Maker's Mark for 40 years.
How cool is that?
That's pretty neat.
That's pretty cool stuff. I wished that something like this would have been around for my folks, you know, but it really wasn't.
Right.
One of the things that I take the most pleasure of in my business is keeping my dad's legacy alive, and I've remembered an awful lot of things he told me. I wish there would have been something around like that for them back then. Very exciting. We're going to take one more break and talk about our host here and also next week's show, and then we'll be back with Sean Kirker of Voices Live On and Jim Lehrer with Whistle Media, whom we haven't heard much from, but maybe if you guys would like, we could do this. I like to do a lot of stuff for veterans.
Yep.
Maybe we could delve a little bit deeper into
How
that helped your client, veteran, and your thoughts about the veterans and how you can help them. This is the Indies Trusted Servant Show on 91.9 FM. You listen every Wednesday, 4:30, for lively local small biz and community talk. You can also go to 919WITT.org if you want to listen on your pad. Or if you missed a show or you want to hear last month's show, you can go to Open in Indiana and find it that way. And I thank my friend Ryan Henry for making that available on Open in Indiana. We want to thank Paul and Suzanne and the staff here at My Pet Carnivore for being our host at the studio. My Pet Carnivore is a pet food distribution warehouse on Shelby Street in Fountain Square, where Paul and Suzanne and their very busy staff distribute healthy frozen pet food to pet food owners only, not stores, in 48 states. Next week's guest will be Rita Wall, W-O-L-L. Hope I'm pronouncing that right, Rita. And she has a company called Complete Relocation Services. All kinds of relocations. And Sean mentioned relocation as one of the themes that he can help families with. We might talk about that and veterans as well. But let's shoot to the veterans right now, okay? You talked about your client, who's a veteran organization, Jim, and how Sean's organization, Voices Live On, helped that. What is your thought on helping veterans beyond that? Maybe, Jim, you could chime in as well.
Okay, so veterans have been through a lot, number one. And for them to be able to have served and then come back and have PTSD and deal with flashbacks
Agent Orange
and everything.
For people my age.
So many different aspects of how it's hard for them to heal past and I don't want to say forget, but be able to deal with. And something that we've realized is it's good for them to be able to talk about it. There's a lot of different veteran groups that the veterans will get together and they'll sit in a room and they'll tell their stories. And
there's
it
the obvious chest. VFW and right. Legion and all that. And those are good.
The thing that we've realized that helps even more is psychologically when they're able to kind of be asked questions about these different segments of how they got motivated to be in it, where there's some of their favorite people they served with in from boot camp to active duty, what they learned from it, you know, what are the people that they still stay in contact with and how they still live their life and be able to be walked through it. There's a lot of release that can happen. But more importantly, if you could interview the people that also knew them and that still know them in their lives and they can realize how much of an impact they've made, that's going to help them also heal. And something we've kind of toyed around with is people being able to sponsor veterans to save their life stories for them. And
talk about that.
Right. And something that we always tell our clients, it's we don't just interview you to put this on the shelf like a CD. It's a tool for you to use now to listen to. Because if you listen to yourself, tell something specific that you've been through tragic in your life, after you've listened to it and you've been walked through it, you feel out of weight lifted. And the more you do that, the more you save, the more you know you don't have to tell the story again, but somebody else could hit play and listen to it. that's a way for their voice to live on and for them to really become more empowered with how they've made a difference and heal, knowing that the people that are around them love them and what impact they've made on them. So okay. I think that's very, very, very important.
Do you want to add anything, Jim, since you had the client that was served by this?
Yeah, and absolutely. And I knew what Sean was doing with veteran-owned businesses, just from a business perspective. And as he mentioned, having folks sponsor their life stories for them. And I happen to have a client who I know that they're a veteran-owned company. They're very proud of that fact, as they should be. And, you know, they wanted to be able to tell their story. And I said, you know, I've got a guy here that interviews a lot of veterans, and he does a great job with it. And this was more along the, you know, the business line of things for them, you know, saying, hey, our uniforms have changed, but our, you know, our fire and safety company, our commitment to protecting you has remained. And so they told their story from a business perspective, being veterans, being all about safety and security, and, you know, a veteran-owned company and the things that come along with that. And so these interviews are now up on their website and out on their social media and so on. So it's a little bit, a little different than what we've been talking about today, because it's more focused, you know, from a business perspective.
What got you turned on about helping veterans, Sean?
Basically, I'm the only one that hasn't served in my family. My father served, brothers have served.
I'm kind of the same way.
My uncles
yeah.
have served. And because of a previous company I worked with that dealt with a lot of nonprofits and fundraising, I got to be connected with the World War Memorial Association and just a lot of different veteran groups. And so by really understanding, and something I need to also say, it's not just me. We have other story guides. And for instance, Ronald E. Rosser, the Double Medal of Honor from Korea, a three-way call myself, and a military historian that's one of the top in the United States. So the team of story guides with Voices Live On, you know, for the veterans ones, there's multiple that we've partnered up with and had them interview vets, so it's vets can be healing vets and be saving awesome. The stories together. So it's not just me. It's the bigger picture of people being able to help and interview others.
Little sidebar along this line. Back in the O'Malley days, we helped sponsor and support the SS Indianapolis group. The ship
and, that went down.
And I will never forget. Oh, what you're talking about, veterans being with veterans and veterans, you know, supporting veterans and so on and so forth. They had an annual dinner we went to. 1 year, they had, this is unbelievable, the granddaughter, I believe, of the Japanese captain that sunk the USS Indianapolis as their speaker.
Wow.
And it was one of the most powerful things, and it was very life-affirming for everybody.
Sure.
We've only got about a minute left, but I'd like you to talk about what the relocation and why you wanted to talk to Rita Wall, who's going to be our guest next week. Can you do that in a minute?
Sure. Well, yeah. And any senior that's going from where they live to an assisted living or another facility to downsize, they go through a lot because they have to give away a lot, and they can't take it all with them.
Yep.
So being able to interview them about their pictures, their, you know, their antiques, their heirlooms, you know, those things have a lot of value to the family besides just the stories. And if anybody is interested in being a story guide, or just has maybe someone they'd like to gift our service to help surprise them for a birthday or anniversary,
tell us your contact information. So, and then we got to cut it off.
You got it. VoicesLiveOn.com. You can go to the homepage, submit your information. We'll follow up with you. And it's also, if you want to leave a message, 317-514-5321, Sean Kirker.
Sean Kirker, Jim Lehrer, thanks for being our guest this week on the Indy's Trusted Servant Show.